have your say on ABC Victoria.
On 1300 813 911.
Or text 0467 842 722.
Too often we're hearing about the slow death of small country towns. Well, at Nyah West, though 30 kilometres northwest of Swan Hill, the talk is rather different. Now, during a recent drive through the town, producer Deb Banks stopped into the local butcher's where she met someone rather surprising.
Anthony Carpentieri, the Nyah West Butchery.
You're a young person in this town. Are there many of you?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of the locals, they tend to move out fairly quickly.
Are you from here?
Just down the road in Vinifera. Born in Swan Hill, yes. Stayed around.
Did you do your apprentice at this butcher's?
Yes, I actually finish next week or the 2 weeks. And that's the end of the 4 years.
What did you have to do an apprenticeship?
Well, for training, apart from on-the-job training, schooling, had to go to Melbourne, to William Angus for 4 weeks for the first 2 years, and then after that, just stay here.
And what keeps you here?
The job. I don't know, it's a decent town, it's nice and quiet.
But we're sort of noticing that there's a few shops along there that have shut, and people have perhaps trying a few different things to get the town going again. What do you see as the future here?
Well, apparently the whole town used to be completely full 10 years ago, but I don't really remember. I think in the last 6 months, there's been three shops that have opened, which is Leo's The Tire next door. You've got the milk bar that reopened. There was a gun place that's closed, but as far as I know, it is moving forward.
How is business here?
Fairly busy during the summer. You get a lot of the backpackers and a lot of the locals, even get a few people from Swan Hill and surrounding areas. They come out as well.
Where do you source a lot of your meat from?
We get it from the RH Woodwards, which is the ABS just out of Swan Hill.
How did you fall into butchering?
After I finished school, I saw, like, I was just looking for a job, and then saw the apprenticeship came up, asked Leo, and he said, no worries, try it, have a trial. And I found it interesting, so stuck with it.
And you say that you're here because of the work and you're sort of following the work, but, you know, are you happy to be staying where you were born, where you grew up?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to... I've tried in Melbourne. I didn't really find that too interesting. It's sort of too busy. I'm fairly laid back, so I like the country area quite a bit.
Do you know many of the customers that come in, and do you sort of, you know, you connect and have conversations, ongoing conversations with them?
Yeah, people, they tend to tell you their life story a lot. Yeah, a lot of the people just pretty much come in every day, buy little bits and pieces. You get to know their name, a bit of their family history. That's good, yeah. You tend to, like, you usually know what they want a lot of the time.
And are you involved in community things outside of your work?
No, not really. No. I used to play for Nyah, but injuries sort of got the better of me.
Cars, girls, marriage, future, personal life?
Got a girlfriend of 2.5, 3 years. But, yeah, that's going well so far.
And, you know, does she like to live here as well? Do you see yourselves, you know?
She's in Melbourne at the moment, so it's a bit difficult. I don't see her too often, but every few weeks I see her.
So is there a pull on you to go away?
She's trying to convince me to move to Melbourne, but I keep trying to tell her we'll see, and I'm not really that keen on it.
It's really hard.
It is a little bit. But now with like Skype and everything, it makes it a bit easier, so you're just not just on the phone and just have that the phone conversation.
Are many of your friends doing long-distance relationships?
There was a couple, not too many anymore. They've tried it, they sort of failed. But I guess I sort of try and make it work a bit more than I can.
You know, coming through and just looking on the surface of the town looks like it's has slowed down, you know, but perhaps that perception isn't necessarily what is happening.
Well, just going past, if you knew what it was maybe 10 years ago, you would see that it has gone a little bit backwards. But To the locals, I think they see it as it's sort of starting to get back to how it was. Just with the reopening of a couple of things, that's sort of moving forward a little bit. So hopefully it keeps on going and gets a little bit bigger.
How great's that? Anthony Capinteri, he's just qualified as an apprentice butcher at the Nyah West Butchers. He's keen to stay. He's seeing a bright future for himself as well. Lovely story. Deb Banks, producer of The Morning Show this week with that story. Really grilled him though. Girls, marriage, children, going to Melbourne. But really great to hear his story as well, and thank you so much for sharing it. And hello to anyone who is travelling through all in Nyah West this morning. Hope you are well on this Wednesday morning.